Let me ask you about a poster that you all had at ASCO looking at a nomogram you developed for predicting survival in patients treated with NAB-GEM in the IMPACT study. But also, just to take a step back, because we were talking about the stroma, and now you're mentioning this thing about the stroma metastatic disease. You've done a lot of work, obviously, with nab-paclitaxel, particularly with GEM and pancreatic. Do you think there's something pharmacologically about it that creates an advantage? You know, I remember they used to talk about SPARC and all this other stuff. You work with Dan Van Hoff. At this point, do you think there's a different biology or pharmacology to NAB, let's say, compared to, you know, regular paclitaxel?
I think so. I've been part of studies previously with docetaxel and paclitaxel with gemcitabine. We never saw this kind of response, 40 to 50% response. And these responses happen very quickly. So I think nab-paclitaxel is different. So the mechanism of action, it's difficult to pinpoint just one mechanism. I think PARC is still important. That's been shown in other studies. So SPARC is a protein expressed on pancreatic cancer, and liposomal drugs like nab-paclitaxel are attracted towards SPARC and are taken up by the tumor. In the phase 3 study, SPARC overexpression did not predict for response. So I still think it's important. I think the SPARC assay can be refined, so that's still ongoing work. But nab-paclitaxel also is taken up by macrophages, which are seen in pancreatic cancers, in the stroma. That's one mechanism, and that's also important for other liposomal nanoparticle drugs like NALIRI or MM398. And these nab-paclitaxel in preclinical models also has been shown to degrade the stroma, increase delivery of gemcitabine. So there are multiple mechanisms why nab-paclitaxel with gemcitabine may have improved effect. It also interferes with gemcitabine metabolism, increases active drug. So multiple mechanisms, I think.